This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thatgame.com is the website. Check it out for all the interviews you hear here at the station from Sunday to Sunday. Also, take us with you on the Odyssey app. This is why I work with the best people in the business. Noel is paying attention here, man. A little ELO here after nonsensical conversations of the last segment there. And I never asked you this. Oh, well, excuse me. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you ELO fans. Out in Winder.
It's hot out there.
Winder.
Up Highway 316. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never asked you, if you had to change places with somebody in a band, what band? Rock band. We know about your R&B love and all of that. But I don't think I've ever asked you. I know you like a lot of rock artists.
Yeah.
But if you had to put yourself in a rock band, who would it be? And what instrument would
rock
you play?
Rock band, I don't know. I mean, being locally in town, we grew up listening to a lot of Mother's Finest here in town.
Wow, I can't believe you. Well, I just didn't expect that.
Well, they
could have said 38 Special, too.
Because of them, but I mean, yeah.
Mother's Finest, okay.
They came to the alma mater. Every year it was in school.
Oh, see, that's why.
They came down to West Georgia and played for us. They were big, yeah.
So you're not touching folks. None of them bands over there in Athens?
Man,
no REMs and none of them?
Our home folk, man. They were good. They were okay. great band.
I was just curious about that.
Yeah, man.
In tribute to you, I would want to be one of the trumpet players in the band Chicago.
Okay.
How's that? Because
okay.
You like that.
Okay, yeah, man. There's a horn. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Now, that's not Chicago. That's Tower of Power you're doing there.
See, control of the board stays with you.
All right. I'm just saying.
No, that was good.
San Francisco, once again, Bay Area band. Did we talk about Huey Lewis earlier? You know,
Lenny Wilkins in
there. Yeah, there we go. Man. You know,
we've been on the West Coast a lot this show, talking about a lot of stuff. All right. 25-64. There you go, Chicago.
Okay, we got to do that.
And
they're probably playing that as the cars go by in Chicago this afternoon. It's a different Saturday in the park today.
I was looking.
That's
for
a
that.
Whole different Saturday in the park.
Can't wait to get you up there one of them days.
Grant Park.
I went looking for Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
It goes around Grant Park.
Goes
you go
Grant
through
Park.
That wavy triangle building that Oprah used to live in there on Lakeshore Drive.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is another song.
Okay,
Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
LSD. You didn't say that when you were kidding growing up. What'd you say? Lakeshore Drive. That's what I meant, Mom.
See.
So what are we feeling about this? Wimbledon.
We just had another American woman go out and Hayley Batiste, who's had a nice climb in the rankings. She's up to 55 in the world, but she goes out. Andrevia beats her 6-1, 6-3. So she is out. Sinner's up playing now, and he's in the second set, and he took the first set. So it looked like he's in the driver's seat for the top seed. Nice women's match coming up on center court after this one. Swiatek is going to play Danielle Collins. I think this could be a pretty good match. Swiatek, who's not the number one seed anymore, she's number eight seed. Good to see that. But later on today on court one, Atlanta's own Ben Shelton is going to play today. And so we're looking forward to seeing him continue. Saw a feature earlier with his dad, you know, Brian, mm-hmm. who was the former women's coach here at Georgia Tech, and the young man who grew up, you know, practically on the Georgia Tech campus and played all kinds of sports, played everything, not just tennis. You know, he's played baseball, played basketball, played football. And I think he brings that mentality to the tennis court. And I think people who watch him appreciate that. He's the lefty, got some size and so forth. He's made himself right at home on the grass courts over there. And last match coming up on center court today will be Novak Djokovic. He'll be the sixth seed, and we'll see how he does in his continue there at Wimbledon. Just a little update on what's going over there right now.
I when we talked yesterday with Rick Limpert, who normally joins us talking about gift ideas, Mother's, Father's Day, holidays right around the corner, but he's out in Las Vegas, lives out there.
Yeah, ping pong.
He was no, you're not supposed to call it that.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Call it that. You're supposed to call it table tennis, right?
We want to be correct.
That's right.
All right.
So he joins us, but he like you, big tennis fan, and we talked a little bit about the tournament. He wouldn't take the bait, though, that I was trying to throw out there, and I wasn't being malice with this. I was curious about what the tennis fan is going to feel, because there's this little bit of a glitch when you talk about the next two guys who are going to dominate this sport for the next decade.
Seem to be.
They're
on the way to that, and short of somebody else, you know, that's why we're watching Shelton. We're hoping that Shelton can be that American. We also got Taylor Fritz, who's the five seed. So we have some Americans who are still in this tournament. We watch to see if they can come up there and join those guys. But right now it looks like these are the two guys who step forward to saying, you know, as Rafa leaves, as Fed leaves, and as Djokovic at some point going to drift out the door, these look like the guys who are ready to take on the mount.
So Alcaraz, his career and what he's done, beyond reproach. Sinner, not so much because of the hiccups he's had as far as testing, and even though he's been cleared, wink, wink, wink.
And a lot of people winked at that because they make sure and clear them in time to play the French Open, right?
Exactly. So my thing is, moving forward, I'm going to ask you, do you think, everything being equal, and these guys stay healthy, and there's no more with Sinner, but yet there's always going to be this wonder? Because we all know that whatever athletes are taking, with every day that passes, they get a little bit better at hiding it. They just do. And different sports police it differently.
Right.
So I'm asking you, is this not a thing or is it a thing?
I think he has to win for it to be a thing. If he continues to win, maybe it's a thing. But if he doesn't win, hey, what's the point? It's not.
There'll be no rivalry.
Right. You know, that wouldn't happen either. But provided if he continues to win, you know, some people will still think that. Some people will still watch that to see if that happens again. Sure, there'll be some of that. I don't think it'll be to the point where everything will be looking at it like a big skunk eye, but they will be remembered that this did happen, you know. But like I said, he's got to win in order for that to be a deal.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's where my interests lie now.
All right.
Everything else is especially on the men's side.
Yeah.
You know, they're not moving the needle. I'm sorry. And even with those two there, do they have the personalities to bring folks to the TV?
Alcaraz, definitely. Definitely, yes.
Yeah, he does.
You know what I mean? He's been like an understudy of Rafa, and Rafa didn't mind licking his feelings. Very expressive on court, and he's kind of following very much that way.
Okay.
Yeah. We like folks. I mean, he's not that Pete Sampras. Pete Sampras, fantastic player.
Oh, he was boring as
you
can be.
But yeah, you wouldn't want to go and have a cup of coffee with the dude, right?
He was unbuttered toast.
But phenomenal player. Phenomenal. You know, but that's the thing. You know, that's, you know, would you want to hang out with Yvonne Lindell?
Oh, hell no.
You know, so I'm just saying that certain guys, despite the excellence, you like to have a little bit of butt on your popcorn. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
The popcorn is good.
See, but Sampras makes it worse. You can kind of understand where, because Lendl came from a region and an area and his upbringing didn't have that outgoing personality, and you just carried yourself differently where he was brought up.
But Sampras was coming.
But Sampras is, that's different.
But he's coming on the heels of Connors and McEnroe.
And he's playing with Agassi.
Yeah, you're right.
You know
right.
what I mean? If there's ever a person who pulled you out of your shell.
Who at the time had this blonde hair and was taking his shirt off and throwing it to screaming girls and all that
carried on, right? You remember who he was? Who they had him dating?
Oh.
Of all people?
Brooke Shields.
No.
No.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah.
Ha, ha. Barbara Streisand, 150 years older than this dude.
Oh, don't and she say
was
that.
Hey. And she was showing up there.
Yeah, but she could sing.
Okay.
None of these other folks could sing.
Okay.
Barbara Streisand.
But it was like, and again, this is, you got to be a certain age to remember this. Agassi being connected with Barbara Streisand is like when Burt Reynolds was connected with what's her name? Dinah Shore.
Yeah, remember that? You're like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Missed our shirt off and posing naked and all that, Smokey and the Bandit stuff and hanging out with her.
Yeah.
But hey, they must have been happy, so God bless them. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. How do you feel?
We're racing with, okay.
No, well, I was going to switch to a little NASCAR.
Yeah, come on.
And just Adam, you didn't get a chance to see him last week.
He's on the move, dude.
I'm telling you.
Because we changing from Prime to Turner, but he's still the point guy, mm-hmm. you know, for the Cup Series
I
race.
I enjoy listening to him.
You know,
for the Atlanta race.
And he's still doing the Xfinity Series, you know, on CW. That's coming up today. The Chicago Street Race, the Xfinity Series race is like 4:30 today. The Cup Series race is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It's a race up in Chicago. Busy schedule there today. Practice gets on the street course in about 20 minutes. They're going to have the Xfinity Series practice, and then they're going to have qualifying for that series at 11:30, practice for the Cup at 1 o'clock, qualifying at 2 o'clock, and then the Xfinity Series race at 4:30, post-race stuff. And today, in between races this evening, they're going to have a Zac Brown concert right there in Grant Park. I mean, the things that go along around this event have been remarkable, and we've talked with people, Greg, how well-received this has been. We wondered how this was going to go over, you know, cars driving through the streets of a city. We've seen it with other racing series. We've seen it with IndyCar.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Formula One driving through the streets of cities. And this is the first time we've seen it done successfully with NASCAR. It's been a big hit with the drivers, big hit with the fans. There's talk of possibly San Diego being a second place where this may happen.
Well, this contract ends this year.
Right.
Chicago.
But everybody seems like they're happy with Chicago.
Well, they got to get through this. Mother Nature got to at least participate this year.
I think we're expecting good weather this year.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing. So we watch for that. Through the bad weather in the very first one, Shane Van Gisbergen, the guy who we saw win out of New Zealand, he got himself on the map with the win at Chicago. He got the win in Mexico City several weeks ago. We watched to see how he does up there this time. Watching for the playoffs, we got 12 drivers are in the playoffs with 8 races to go, 4 spots still unsettled. And so we watch for that as well as the competition that started last week, the in-season tournament, which the top seed got knocked out. Denny Hamlin was the number one seed. He's got tied up in a big wreck last week, mm-hmm. along with Chase Briscoe as the number two seed. So we get down to seeds today. You got number 32 at Ty Dillon versus Brad Keselowski, who's the 17th seed. You got the 8th seed, that's Alex Bowman, against the 9th seed, that's Bubba Wallace. Chase Elliott, who won last week, is the number 5 seed overall. He's going against the number 12 seed, that's John Hunter Nemechek. Eric Jones is number 20. Versus Ricky Stenhouse Jr., number 29, Noah Gregson, number 31, Ryan Preece, 15, Carson Hocevar. We hear so much about this guy. He's number 26 seed against Tyler Reddick, number 23. That's a great matchup. A.J. Allmendinger, number 22, against Ty Gibbs. He's number 6. And then Zane Smith, number 14. Craig Buescher, number 3. We watch to see. These guys are going for a big, big paycheck, $1 million. We get their $1 million prize winning the overall tournament, as this is race 2. Of the tournament. Some other NASCAR news. One other thing. Jimmy Johnson, coming up on August 1st, is going to be driving a hydroplane. I mean, he's done everything he's wanted to do. He's won seven times NASCAR, seven times. He drove Indy cars. He also drove Indy pace car this year. You know, but he's done that. But on August 1st, he will pilot the Blue Blaster Unlimited hydroplane at the Seafair Weekend Festival in Seattle. Hydroplanes reach up to speeds over 200 miles an hour.
I seen the thing, man. That's kind of cool. You got to have flat water, though. Don't have a bump. One wave and mess you up.
He has wanted to do this since this is like a childhood dream for him. And someone who is a Hall of Fame has accomplished so much in motorsports, he's going to put this thing out on the water. So watch out for Jimmy. August 1st, Jimmy Johnson on the water, and we see how he does.
We in Chicago today, we're going to go watch that race up close. This is what I'm going to suggest. We get up and we watch it for a little while.
Navy Pier.
No. Just stay with me. And then we watch it wherever we watch it. But then we got to go back and chill, because here's what I know could happen tonight. He's playing today, right? Zac Brown? everybody, it's like the golf balls at Bobby Jones' grave here at Oakland Cemetery. When the greats come to town for the Masters in East Lake, they drop their golf ball off there.
Mm-hmm.
The greats, as far or people who consider themselves really, really good musicians, they pay tribute when they get to Chicago to one place because they know this club stays open, and whether the man is his instruments always up on stage, so if you want to get up and jam at 2:30 in the morning or whenever you finish your show. I see Zach Brown at Legends with Buddy Guy tonight. And it will not be publicized because that's how Buddy Guy does it.
Yeah.
He said, don't tell nobody you're coming over here. Just come.
Yeah.
The Stones did it a bunch. I mean, yeah. Going back then. So musicians show up of all genres to play on Buddy Guy's stage.
Yeah.
And play at Legends.
I can see Zach Brown doing that.
And wouldn't you want to be there for that?
That would be cool.
Man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm saying if Zach Brown, you know, said, what you going to do now? He said, listen, I'm going to go home and take me a little nap. We're going to get up at like 11, 12 and go over to Legends. Oh, and we're going to be in the front row because you got to know where to go, though, man. But check out Legends if you get up to Chicago there. Anyway, coming up next, Myles Garrett will be joining us talking Braves. End of the hour, we're going to let you know where the money is flying through the air. Got some new job opportunities in front of the camera. And I have this little Elvis thing I'm going to get your opinions on because we talked about it earlier. I'll explain again at the end of next segment. Sam and Greg on this day after July 5th, Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Like, you rocking on this, and you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. But when I requested to have this played, I got the skunk eye, and I got nasty cussing looks from the other side of the glass. Oh, no. So as we come back, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Cracked Rear View, Hootie and the Blowfish's debut album, mm-hmm. came out on this date.
Yeah.
94.
So they had been playing a club in Winston-Salem a lot. I'm trying to remember the name. What was the name of that place? But I'm working up in Greensboro at the time, and they were playing a club in Winston on a regular.
Man, they were up and down the Tobacco Road and all of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, our lovely producer has no love for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I did not know that. In fact, as she said a minute ago, worst thing to come out of South Carolina. When we do the WNBA segment at 11 o'clock straight up, we'll ask her to give her opinion as to why she has this feeling toward Hootie.
No. Oof,
who don't like Hootie?
I don't know, man.
You know, Darius Rucker. So anyway, we'll get to that, but that was kind of fun.
He's saying anything.
Coming back. Listen, it's our buddy.
Telephone book. if you can find one.
Miles Garrett, man. Miles, how's your holiday weekend been so far, buddy?
Well, I wouldn't call it much of a holiday. I've worked, so, you know, that's how it goes in sports media, right?
Hey. Tell me about it. You know, yep.
You and Sam are kindred spirits when it comes to that.
You hope the people who say they love you really mean it.
Do you guys...
Exactly.
Did you feel funny when you had a holiday off? When you're doing local TV? I'm asking...
It's always weird when I'm actually off on a holiday weekend. So, you know, you gotta really appreciate those when you get them.
Yeah, there's something you just figure you're going to give up, Greg.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg on this day after. All right, man. Nobody's been able to do it so far. I will leave you to bring some good news, some thoughts that maybe this is around the corner after the All-Star break when we talk about this Atlanta Braves team.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Are they turning a corner right now?
No, I'm asking you to bring some positivity, if you can, to the overall look to this team.
Man, I have to be the one to do that?
Okay.
There are some good things, right? I mean, they have shown glimpses at times that they can be a playoff team. The problem with this team is they haven't been consistent in any way. And really, the hitters themselves have been the reason for that. Now, again, as we inch closer to the All-Star break, obviously the trade deadline is what's looming. And it's obviously what this team needs to do to make some changes here, whether that's relief pitching, that's the top of the list, it seems like, or maybe add a hitter. I don't know. But I think there's no question at this point that this team is going to be making some changes. It's just a matter of what those changes are going to be. Alex Anthopoulos has made it very known that this team is not going to be sellers. They're going to be buying at the deadline. Now, I don't know if that has changed since the last time he spoke about that. This team has had a not-so-flattering record since he did say that. But you just have to take him at his word for that. So if he is indeed buying, they're going to have to make those changes. And I imagine that those changes would be beneficial to this team because they are so glaring right now as for what they need, because you can't be losing these games to the Angels and, you know, blowing leads like you're doing to the Orioles. So, you know, it's a problem that, you know, this team just has not been able to find any sort of consistency. So they have shown those glimpses of greatness that, you know, we know that this team can do. It's just a matter of doing it on a consistent basis.
He makes it sound so simple, but
team
has so much trouble doing it, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Miles Garrett. He is social. Always find him at Miles Garrett TV at Miles Garrett TV. We've picked up something. We got our left fielder back. Profar returns this week. He's hitting the ball. Is somebody you think that helped ignite this lineup, plugging him in? First of all, to help defensively, but he's been hitting the ball well, too.
Yeah, that was certainly the idea, and it's been great seeing how him and Ronald Acuña Jr. have basically hit the ground sprinting as soon as they've come back. I know Ronald had hit somewhat of a cold streak, you know, given his standards. He's still batting well over 300, but given what Profar has been able to do coming back, you know, we spoke to him the day he was reinstated. He was very apologetic for what he did, and you know, he was very understanding of the fans. You know, if they wanted to boo him, so be it. He knows that he screwed up, but he's back in the lineup, and he's hit a couple home runs now, and that's what you wanted out of him. He was your biggest offseason acquisition, and you know, having guys that have been platooning out there, whether that's Eli White or formerly Alex Verdugo, you needed somebody out there to have this kind of production. That's why you signed him in the first place. So to have him being out there and performing the way he's doing is definitely a necessity for this team, especially given the fact that all of their runs, guys, have seemingly come off of home runs. They need to get some more, or generate, rather, some more runs in different ways. Profar obviously has been doing it via the long ball, but that's something that they need to figure out because that's basically the only way they've been able to get runs lately. So I don't know if that's a Tim Hyers thing, the Braves' new hitting coach, or just these guys themselves getting in their own heads. They need to figure that out.
Listen, we spend a lot of time. By the way, Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And this is what we do here. We sit and dissect and we speculate and we try to figure out what's going to happen and hope that they're listening or we're on the same page as the managers and coaches and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, from my seat, when you look at champions, you can look at Oklahoma City in basketball. You can look at NFL champions. You can look at what's going on in baseball right now. All these teams have a form of what is known as the it factor. The ball bounces their way. The calls go their way. It's a combination of a number of things. Obviously, great play is one thing. But we can go back to the 20. We'll go back to the last time the Braves got a chip. And you can go through that season and see how things worked in the Braves' favor. Even when they weren't positive. Injuries, these guys came back. They did some things. Guys that stepped in. Where's Soler right now? You know what I mean? We just saw him a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But that's the dude who stepped up and helped get this chip for the Braves. I just think right now, when you look at what we're talking about and all the things that have not been in place, I get injuries. But the Braves don't have that it factor. And when you talk about a team, Miles, earlier, I'll ask you the same question I asked Sam. I live with a woman whose whole life has been about the Detroit Tigers. And as I watched the Tigers with her this year, along with the Braves, you talk about how they have ascended, meaning this Tigers team. And A.J. Hinch, how he came back from purgatory. But last year, that team was 15 games out as they sat here on July 5th, sat there. Braves are 11.5 out. Now, that team last year made it to the wild card because they had things go their way. They had the it factor. Do you see that happening with this Braves team? Turning things around to get to the wild card.
I would like to see, and it's one of those things, Greg, that, you know, we've talked about before. You just mentioned, you know, they did it back in 2021. This was a team that had a similar record at this point before the All-Star break. Now, I do think there are some different factors at play right now. One of them being just the strength and power of the West right now with what you've got with the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants. It's made the wild card certainly a lot more difficult to potentially get into. So at this point, it seems, again, you never know what can happen in baseball, but it seems like it's just a divisional race at this point as far as your pathway to potentially making it to the playoffs at all. But, again, all that being said, crazier things have happened in baseball, but you talk about that it factor. I mean, just look back at the 2023 Braves. That was the best Braves team I think we've seen in years. They meet the Phillies, who have that it factor. You have Nick Castellanos coming in clutch, hitting home runs over there, Bryce Harper, all these guys that stepped up at the right time when they're facing the best team in baseball. The Braves, like you said, they don't have that right now. So second half, you know, whether that's an addition like Jock Peterson was, Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, guys that stepped up and made that become a thing for this team, you just have to wait and see. Now, is it, like you said, the long-winded answer to your question, is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. It's just a matter of if they can do it because, like I said earlier, this team has just not been able to be consistent this year.
Yeah. Long-winded question, too, so I apologize.
Well, Miles, after the team's complete for the series that they will play next weekend, the All-Stars will descend on our city for the All-Star weekend. We know that Ronald Acuna Jr. Will officially be starting there, also participating in the Home Run Derby. Considering how we got other folks with these injuries right now, how are you feeling about him with this Home Run Derby?
I feel fine about it. Now, I know that there's this whole thing about Ronald Acuna Jr. and, you know, his production dipping a little bit, you know, when he's competed in the Home Run Derby. I don't think that that's something to really look into too much. Again, I trust Ronald Acuna Jr. at this point in his career and what he's been able to show and how he's been able to perform. And just the fact that he's a dude that loves the game of baseball, I think that's something that he would never, ever say no to. And I'm perfectly fine with it. Again, it's a Home Run Derby. I don't think it's that crazy. The fact that it's in Atlanta, I think, makes it even more special and a bigger reason why he wanted to compete. And the fact that he's starting at all, I think, makes it even more special. But as far as the whole injury concern and, you know, the dip in production for performing in said All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, I don't think that that's as much of a thing for him.
All right. Well, he did a good job.
Yeah.
He got us believing there's a possibility. All right, let me ask you about something else here. We saw Clayton Kershaw get to that club last week. Not so much just the 3,000 Ks, but have we seen the last of not only that threshold being crossed, but also 300 wins? Given the way pitching staffs are held right now, have we, as we sit here in 2025, the people who are enjoying baseball, are we that group who has seen the last of the 3,000 strikeout club growing?
I say no, because even if it is the way the game is played right now, the game always changes. It always evolves. Stats kind of go, you know, more toward the batter side. They go toward the pitcher side. You know, different strategies change for what pitchers can do. So, you know, is it going to be a short time before we see the next one? I doubt it. You know, I'm sure there probably will be a while before we see the next one who does that. In fact, I think Chris Sale actually might be the closest if he puts together two, you know, consistent full seasons. But no, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's just the way the game is being played now, the pitch counts, all that kind of stuff. It's rare that you see something like that. Now, a guy who, of course, immediately comes to mind, Paul Skenes, just the amount of power, you know, that certainly seems like a guy that has the potential to do that. But you also run the risk of, you know, just the arm issues that you're seeing across the league right now. It seems richer, especially the young ones, are having these young, very concerning surgeries. You know, just look at the Braves as a prime example of that, with Spencer Strider and now Spencer Schwellenbach and H.A. Smith-Shawver, all these young, powerful arms that are seemingly getting blown out before they're 25 years old.
Miles, so, we've heard about parents wanting it that even early, before they even get to the majors, while they're in the minor league, so that makes them stronger. So, I just don't see it's happening, but listen, stranger things have happened. By the way, here's the question. We talk about this date. Today is the day that Ted Williams died.
On this day?
Or did he?
Here we go.
Or did he? Is he really?
Here we go. Come on.
Hey, well, listen, we had to end this on an up note, man. Just gloom and, doom and gloom with this Braves team. You, sir, Miles Garrett, are going to have to switch hats here pretty soon, because as you sit here talking Braves with us pretty soon, you're going to have to start talking Falcons with us.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got two vacations lined up in the next 2 weeks to mentally prepare myself. But, yes. Football season is just around the corner.
All right. We'll look forward to it. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, buddy. And thank you, as always, for getting up and joining us.
Sounds good, fellas. Back at you.
There you go. All Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us. Like I said, we're going to let you know where there's some money flying through the air. Also got something coming back. You're going to come back, and you are going to hear a song, a very famous song, that when I heard it sometime last week, I went, hang on a second. That sounds like that dude could be Elvis's brother, or at least be in the Presley family, and I've never heard that with any other song. There, nobody out there sound like Stevie Wonder, and nobody out there that's famous that sound like Elton John, or any of the Beatles or the Stones or whoever. Say, none of them. But there's a band out there. They're long gone, but they had a hit song, and I swear it sounded like Elvis stepped in and lended a voice. We're going to play that coming back, and you tell me if I'm crazy or not. Would you please? That is on the way back. Also, Noella's got a WNBA segment coming up, top of the hour. Jason Longshore is going to get a set for Atlanta United and D.C. United today. If you can't get in front of a TV, we got that for you here. Pre-kick at 6:30. Kick at 7:30. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Kinda.
All right.
Not really.
Okay, me and Noel on one side, you're on the other side. It just sounds like it could be like it just threw me for a second there. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. By the way, you got to check out that website. If you haven't been to our website lately, yeah, a lot.
Singing
of
that,
cool
that's like Hamilton, Frank, whatever his name was. It like
very
three?
Good, Sam.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Exactly. One of them three hit wonders.
Three names.
But I was driving around and that song popped on and the guy started singing. I went, hang on a second. I'd never heard anybody who had a hit record that sounded close to Elvis. Because if you sound like somebody else, record companies don't want to put you out there because people will compare you to that. That person, you sound like Stevie Wonder. You're not going to be
that's
out there.
That's one or two Jackie Wilson songs we sounds kind of like.
That
Elvis.
Was back in the day, though.
You know,
Jackie sound like who?
Like Elvis. They say it's the same.
No.
They sound a typical type of song that
you
Elvis would sing.
The music?
Yeah. Okay, and just the mannerism, some of the inflection. He didn't have the same voice, but there were some songs where.
Man, Jackie, like my mother's looking for you now.
That was a different song. I didn't say it was every song, but there were one or two.
Anyway, Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And this is where we let you know about job opportunities out there in front of the camera and where you can locate the jobs behind the camera. And normally, you know, traditionally, Sam, I take this time off, right? It's the holidays. Nothing's really happening. But that's not the case now. Uh-oh, happened to my thing here?
Uh-oh, what's wrong? Oh,
well,
here we go.
I had the list here in front of me. I can just do it this way. I got two ways to look at it. You can go to Get Cast with Greg on X, which is what I'm about to do. And if you click on it, you will see this week the need is, you ready? Babies, cars, and a dive bar scene.
What?
You heard me.
What?
Babies.
Yeah.
Need for babies.
Yeah.
A need for cars and a dive bar scene for an MTV series. That's what's going on this week. And so the first one you're going to see in the breakdown is from Hilton Casting. They got a new TV series, BET. They're looking for babies. Check out the whole breakdown. Submit as soon as you can. The second one is from Central Casting. They're doing Neighbors. I had this one on last week. Still looking for muscle cars. All right?
Okay.
Now, I asked you about muscle cars before. If you had a muscle car, you a muscle car enthusiast?
I watch them. A lot of people like Mustangs. I would like more.
Okay, here's mine.
Okay.
Oldsmobile 442. Black with an orange top, or orange with a black top.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's my car.
442, that's pretty nice.
Cutlass 442.
Cutlass. I had a Cutlass, it was all black.
Okay.
It was nice. It had a little something under the hood that'll talk to you. I don't need that car now.
So anyway, there's a need for muscle car, but then they go to the other extreme. They need muscle cars and they need station wagons.
Oh.
And they said,
good luck finding one of them.
Think Country Squire.
That was the name of the station wagon.
Yeah.
What's the thing with the wood panel? That's where that's
wood grain station wagon.
Right, remember
like
those?
The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, right.
Cars.
Yeah.
82 and older, by the way. No white, no red, no black vehicles. There's a reason for that. I know you ask me that every time. No white, no red, no black vehicles.
Okay.
And apparently, that dude who we saw yesterday at the race, he don't have any of them colors. If you weren't listening earlier, let's take a second here, because this is my segment, and I need to acknowledge a couple people that helped us out yesterday. Again, Slim, it's been a minute since we talked about him. Mm-hmm. He's our producer yesterday. Of course, Noel throughout the show. The people who joined us, the people who didn't join us. Hopefully, Chesley's listening. Chesley is usually a mainstay on our 4th of July broadcast, but we had some technical issues, so we don't know if he called during the time we were off.
He was busy yesterday. He was doing double duty.
He didn't call.
He didn't call?
Yeah, yeah. He was doing both the stream, which was being done by the AJC and Atlanta Track Club, and for 11 Alive. 11 Alive was back yesterday, so he was – in between both of them.
All right. Well, we missed you, Chesley.
He was back at his usual spot there, right there by Piedmont Hospital, where people come by and said hello to him, and you know he stopped and take selfies with him.
Pictures with him all day long.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Also.
Yep.
Well, the guest that we had, Russell Baxter,
mm-hmm.
was supposed to join us.
Right. And I apologize to him because we weren't able to make it with him.
Want to thank the people that were just and everybody would just that came by and stopped and saw Patrick Ingram, as I said, from Extras Cast in Atlanta, Nicholas Alexander, Nicholas along with Anna Glenn,
mm-hmm.
gotta say both them names, Anna Glenn and Wendy are the event coordinators at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And working with them and helping them start relationships with members of the film industry, hairdressers, makeup artists, stunt people, and have them come by with the kids. Looking for a magician, by the way, too. So if you know any magicians out there, get cast with Greg.
Okay.
Could you imagine taking a magician up to these
rooms? That'd be something.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you've not, listen, this is not a place you can visit like a 5-star hotel, but when I tell you that the lobby of this hotel might as well be a 5-star hotel, I'm not telling tales out of school here. At one end of this thing is a massive studio, glassed from floor to ceiling, inside probably about 8 bays, bigger than this studio. You could do 8 different interviews, or 8 interviews total while you're there, and it was all donated by Ryan Seacrest. And he's got that in more than half a dozen hospitals around the country.
Yes, a series of hospitals.
And
yeah,
I know last week was Seacrest weekend out at the Children's Hospital. But it's a place that makes you feel a certain way when you get out there and you're helping them.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. As I said a long time ago, I'm just a big dude trying to get into heaven. That's it, man. So I'm just trying to help them out there. And I can because we've known some people. I know some people in the business. So getting back to the list, Rose Locke is doing a project, and it's about to end called Breadwinner. They also need men and women with cars, no red, black, or white cars, 18 and over. And you want to submit as soon as you can. And there's a new series on On Location Casting. There's a new TV series. This is the MTV thing I was telling you about. And they have some projects coming up next week. Some days they're going to be shooting. And one of the scenes they're going to be shooting is a dive bar. They also have a house scene.
Okay.
They got a scene where it's going to be a restaurant. So you want to check out the entire breakdown. Again, this is On Location Casting. And they have a thing for MTV. Yeah, it's a little slow right now, but it will pick up. But even during this holiday weekend, I'm letting you know about job opportunities in front of the camera. Behind the camera, you start at Georgia.org. I walk you through how to find those. Got a couple contacts as far as voiceover people, Bill Seller and Heidi and John over at Atlanta Voiceover Studio.
Okay.
And then, of course, I got the list of the casting directors. By the way, Rose Locke is taking a little out west.
Really?
She's going to be casting something out there in California for a minute.
Okay.
And then Heather Thomas from Casting Taylor Made is coming back from Miami. She was doing one down there. So, again, as the industry goes through this little weird thing it's going through, there are still opportunities going on. So I wanted to shout out to those two, Patrick and Nicholas, who came by our location yesterday. A dude ran up on me. Between the 8 or 10 people who came to see Sam.
No, man.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No,
yeah,
your
frat brothers and
not at all.
And
not
folks
at all.
Who go to church and all that. They came to see you. A dude ran up on me and started yelling at me and thanking me because I got his car, him and his car, in, what did he say, 7?
Yeah, it's
7 movies.
Yeah, man.
So,
right.
Again, that's all I need to hear, right? I know that most of you out there, I say it all the time, I know that y'all don't need this. Congratulations to you. You got a job. You don't have time for this. But there are people in situations where they need another revenue stream. And
I went to a cookout with some people. I won't say what part of town they're in. But I went to a cookout with some folks. And they said that their neighbors, several houses down, or maybe the next block over, had their house
used for a project.
For a project.
Yeah.
And they get tidy profit.
Yeah.
They got a very nice check. You know what I mean? I was like, you're kidding me. This is no, they got a really, really nice check for using their house.
Glad you brought that up because it's been a minute since I've talked about how you can.
How do
that.
People do that? How
you
do
can,
people do
There's house? A number of ways you can let the industry know that you want to let a property, whether you got a farm up in Dahlonega, you got a house here in Atlanta, wherever it is.
Is this exterior or interior?
Could be both.
Because they were inside this house.
Yeah, it depends.
Apparently, the way this house was laid out on the inside was what they were looking for. And they said, here, where you got to go? Go check into somewhere here for a few days, and is what we got for you. And
Have you been around Atlanta where you look at certain parts of Atlanta and you say, that looks like New England, or that looks like, you know, another part of the country? There are parts of this city, because it's so big, obviously.
Right.
There are parts that don't look like Georgia.
Right.
Well, that's what the industry's looking for. I'll never forget. Turn around where you at right here. Yeah. See, we're looking at Colony Square Apartments.
Right.
I will never forget this. The first time I brought a casting director up here, Bill Marinella, and the program director, and this was Dave FM then,
mm-hmm.
right? That's where I started the casting call. And his office down there where Knox Bardeen's is. Okay, so it looks out onto that. He came in, I was introducing him, and they were talking, and this is the mind of a casting director, much like the mind and eyes of an artist. Artists see things differently than us. You would agree with that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
These guys are the same way, and he looked out that window, and without missing a beat, he said, that looks like an apartment complex in Beirut. Meaning he would go and try and cast.
Right.
If there was
a
project being shot and it was done over there, he would come to this building and ask to shoot it. So they see things and they see areas of the city that just look a certain kind of way. Remember, you know, they got projects they do here in Georgia that are supposed to be in California. Hell, they did Baywatch in Savannah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this state
it looks nothing like Huntington Beach, right?
All they needed was the beach part, right? All they needed was the surf and all. But they filmed that there, and of course CGI and other things make it a lot easier to be convincing in 2025. But yeah, it's just an interesting time right now. But there is no way that this state is going to lose that revenue stream from the industry, despite what the industry is going through.
And California did something this week. California's governor came through and signed something to try to counteract us.
Well, they got to do something as far as their taxes, because that's where everything's getting out of there.
But that's they try to do some things to match it what we're doing here, to try to bring some things back in that direction, because so much is left.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. Because we're talking about the eighth biggest economy on the planet, and so they got to charge it just to exist.
But remember that area's recovering, though. That area's recovering.
Yeah, from the fires. From the fires, and,
you know.
Anyway, if you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, as far as getting in front of the cameras, getting behind the cameras, any of these job opportunities, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. And again, you can see this list right now on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. There was something else.
And I'm going to retweet so you get to see it on mine, too. You get to see it on at Sam Crenshaw.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
At Sam Crenshaw 23.
We'll if I asked you, what TV show or shows do you think ended their run number one? There's just been a couple, but I wanted to know if you knew. Noel, you can jump in on this too, and I will give you an example, but it is not one. Like MASH.
Yeah.
Where MASH, when it went off the air in 83, was it number one? Well, it wasn't. But there have been three shows that when they left TV, they were number one in the ratings.
Cosby.
No.
Okay.
Noel? One is like the all-time great. They make a joke about this show. They did it in Crocodile Dundee every show because it's been on longer than any other TV show. So I'll give you one of them. I Love Lucy. Makes sense, right? I Love Lucy ended its run number one in the
country. I know they were keeping the rankings back
okay,
then.
Yeah, they
sense.
Were. But it makes sense,
though,
right?
I know they were keeping rankings back
then.
They
were four shows.
Big Bang Theory?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Go ahead.
Big Bang Theory?
No.
Okay.
They will all kind of make sense to you. No.
Hmm.
Nope.
Okay.
You want to take another guess, Sam?
I don't know.
ER?
Nope.
I was thinking that. I was thinking that one, right?
These three shows ended their runs number one.
Okay.
I Love Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith.
Wow.
And Seinfeld.
And Seinfeld
okay.
is
okay.
More,
so I picked Seinfeld Friends game. And not Seinfeld. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but Andy Griffin, I Love Lucy. I didn't think they were keeping rankings back then.
They were, Sam.
You know,
they were. Only, in fact, it was a lot easier.
There were like five or six shows.
That's what I'm
all
saying.
That
it was
time.
A lot easier to keep the ratings.
I was about to say, how much Andy Griffin was my mama watching? Wait, the end is number one.
Especially at the end when it went color too.
Yeah,
it was like
in color episode. The same thing for Lucy. You know, again, well, it was a Lucy show.
She
when
had
I 18 Lucy.
Different after I Love Lucy.
Yeah. Right.
All them different shows. But yeah, but those
I loved Lucy, but I couldn't do Opie. That was punishment for me, having to sit down and watch the Andy Griffin Show. That was punishment for me.
Let me tell you something. I won't even get into your dislike for Andy Griffin. We're waiting for the top of the hour, which you got a problem with Hootie and the Blowfish in South Carolina.
Yeah, really.
Which we going to talk about.
See, that's the secret. Wow.
She got a real problem with South Carolina and Hootie and the Blowfish. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, dear.
And I will end with this. This is the day that we want to get a DeLorean over here and jump in it and go back to 1994. On this date, because this is the day Bezos started Amazon.
Ah.
We want to go back to, hey, can we give you $100 for this company you're getting ready to start? And that happened on this day. And then also, this is kind of cool. For those of you out there, 18, 26th Amendment was ratified today. The 26th Amendment. If you don't know what that means or what that signifies, you guys 18 and over can now vote. That's what it was. So the 26th Amendment was certified on this day. Sam and Greg coming up in this 11 o'clock hour. Going to talk to Jason Longstar getting a set for Atlanta United in D.C. But up next, WNBA and Hootie and the Blowfish in South Carolina segment with our own Noel. That is up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.